from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak program. Some time ago, a teacher asked a little boy if there was anything that God couldn't do. And the little fellow replied, "Yes, he can't see my sins through the blood of Christ." The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't take away some of our sins. He takes them all away when we come and confess them to Him. You may pile up your sins till they rise like a dark mountain, multiply them by 10,000 for those that you can't think of, and after you've tried to enumerate them all, let me just bring one verse before you. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Yes, there's cleansing from sin only through the blood of the Lord Jesus. May you have that experience today as you listen to God's Word as the Reverend Ivan Foster brings it to us just now.
Good morning and welcome. It's good to meet with you again around God's Word. We're turning to Mark's Gospel, the chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 21 through to 23. Then after that, we're going to hear from James Patterson. Let's turn then to Mark chapter 4, and we're reading from the verse 21. "And he said unto them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." May God bless His word to our heart. Now, let's have James Patterson sing for us, "Let Your Lower Lights Be Burning." You'll enjoy it.
Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way, some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may serve. Brightly beams our Father's mercy, from His light us evermore. Some poor fainting, struggling.
Turning now then to the three verses that we read together out of chapter 4. And we come in this short little parable from the outdoors of the first parable in the chapter of the sower sowing a seed to the indoors, a candle burning in the darkness. We move from life from seed to light from a candle. And of course it illustrates the work of God's word wrought in the heart of the receiver of that word. The Savior's two parables follow one after the other very naturally. You may not at first see any connection between a parable about a sower and a parable about a candle. And yet, though the symbols change, the theme of the Savior moves smoothly from one development to the next. He has brought us in the parable of the sower from the barren ground to the ground that's bringing forth a harvest and this new life. And then he takes us the next step. You see, when a person receives the word of God, believes the gospel, and is saved, what then are they to do? What is their duty? Well, their duty is symbolized by this candle burning. And the Savior, as I say, takes us naturally on to a second step, a second stage in the story of grace in the life of a poor sinner. Let's consider then the purpose of the candle. It is to give light. It is to give light. And the child of God who is converted, I'm talking about those who are born again, not those who think themselves to be Christians because they have been brought to church because of certain rituals that have centered upon them. No, I'm talking about those who have personally received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, trusting in the record given of Him in the Bible, and they are truly born again, and they have the witness of the Spirit of God within them. Now, their duty is to shine as a candle. That's your fundamental duty. You don't need Bible training or college training or theological training to do this. We should instantly become as candles. We should, without thought, begin to witness for Christ. The duty of the child of God is to let the light shine. Christ said in another place, "Let your light so shine before men, that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We ought to confess Christ, not cover over the fact that He is our Savior. The harvest, when it's gathered in, is not gathered in by the farmer to decorate his barn as a mere ornament. It has a function. It is to feed. It is to provide nourishment, either for the animals or human beings. And likewise, when we receive the grace of God and are saved, we are saved not to sit as an ornament, but to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian is a light. We are the light of the world, the Savior says. And is our duty to shine so that the many who are sitting in the darkness from which we were but recently delivered should see that same light. The hymn we played, "Let your lower lights be burning." We are as lighthouses. There are rocks, the rocks of perdition, the rocks of damnation, from which we would see men rescued. And we can only do that if we fulfill our role and shine as the candle. Now, it's all important, the Savior says, that the candle be put in its proper place. Its purpose may be to shine, but it won't shine unless it is put in its proper place. He uses this wonderful illustration. We're familiar with it. Verse 21. Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel, under a basket, or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? What good would a candle be under a basket or under a bed? There's not going to be much light dispensed throughout the room if the candle is placed there. No, it must be set up high on a candlestick. And dear Christian, it is important for you to take the position God would have you to take. It's important for you, if you are to benefit others, that you observe God's word as to how your life should be ordered. Because if you have a disorderly life, a life that is not in accordance with God's word, then you are hiding your light. The candle has to be set up high. Oh, let us seek the high places. Let us seek to mount up with God in prayer. Mount up the hill of Zion as we obey God's truth. Let us ever walk in the high places of holiness, that our light might shine. Don't let your light be obscured by other activities in your life. Don't let business and profit and good standing with the worldly cause you to hide the light and conceal the fact that you're converted. Do you remember the Savior closes here with a very clear warning that we will give an account one day? Verse 22, there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. We're going to have to give an answer. Give an answer to the light that we possess. Did we make it shine before men? Heed God's word today, dear Christian. Think on these things. The Lord bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.